Good afternoon, Stone. This is Julie.
Debbie, please.
Debbie's on the other line. Is there something I can help you with?
This is Ruben at Cardiff. I just got off the line with Vinny. Could I hold for her?
Yes. Hold on 1 second, Ruben.
Thank you.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Cool. Do you have a minute?
Okay. Yep, I have. Just let me type this in for this customer, and we'll be good to go. This is Minuet. We are so goddamn busy, it's not even funny. Let's see. Where can I go with this?
I'm assuming we have a very similar life.
Oh, my God. It's just crazy.
It's nonstop for us.
It's just been so busy. I just got to... Just finish this estimate. It's not going to take me long.
Take your time.
O-N-S, London Sky Zodiac is that. And this is going to be 8/123. Oh, fuck. Oh, excuse my expression.
It's okay.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
All right. I got a million and one things. And this is going to be MSI. This is Carrara. Carrara Classique. Okay. And then I just got to put this last one in. What the hell is this? I don't want to lose you, so just bear with me.
I'll take your time.
Minuet. Okay. Minuet. Let me control print. Let me save this, and then I'm good to go. Keeps faxing me shit. Okay, I am ready to go.
Cool. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through a few things. I think he needs to get the saw ordered ASAP because the vendor only has one spoken for right now, and then I guess the next one's about 3 months away. So
okay.
We have a few different approval options for Vinny. Basically, what I discussed with him is this. I help run Bank of Cardiff Stone Equipment Finance Division, so I actually work with a lot of vendors you probably buy from. We do the financing for Braxton Bragg and Regent Stone Products, if you know who they are.
Who?
Braxton Bragg, Regent Stone Products.
No, never heard of them.
You're in the stone business. You haven't heard of Braxton Bragg or Regent Stone Products suppliers? Who do you work with? Do you work with
I've
Grand
been doing
Quartz?
This for 20 years. I never heard of them, so I don't know what you're talking about. So
who do you do business with? Grand Quartz by chance?
With what?
Grand Quartz.
Granite Quartz. Either granite or quartz. Two separate things. I don't
know
what you're talking
about. Grand Quartz for tooling,
nope.
CNCs. Who do you guys get your little tools from and your bits
Stone
and
Boss.
All that?
Stone Boss. We've been with them for years.
Okay. Stone Boss. Okay. Yeah, Regent and Braxton are the two of the largest companies to do that, but let me just...
Yeah, we don't.
Oh, yeah. They sell a very similar product. Okay. Same basic stuff. Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So, there are some few issues on the business credit. And basically what I was discussing with Vinny was that, and I think it's, he discusses it's me and it's pretty straightforward. Basically you have a customer, they don't pay you on time. So eventually you're sometimes late with your customers with people that you owe money to. And it's kind of a cyclical thing. The issue with that is though, that of course it affects the business credit in a negative manner. And so I think the best thing to do here is to do a long-term financing transaction because...
slow down. Who do we owe money to? I pay the bills. Money to? We're good payers. I don't get it.
I can give you that information, not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I got to know this because everybody I know is paid for.
Okay.
Up to date. We pay a lot of COD for our material.
Okay. So give me a second.
Yeah, just let me know, and I'm going to call them and see what the heck, because... I mean, I'm pretty up to date on everything.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is my computer so slow? So the Dun & Bradstreet is incomplete. There's no Paydex. There's recent... The PayNet. So do you know what PayNet is or no?
No, I don't
know. PayNet is... And it's essentially business credit is not the same as personal credit. PayNet is a company that does... it shows who you're paying and what they're reporting on you. It's part, you know, you can call PayNet, they're a huge, huge company, and they reach out to people and they help do what's called a business credit score. And in the PayNet report, they'll say, hey, look, are there 30 day late? Are people paying within 30 days? Are they paying within 60 days? Are they paying within 90 days? Now, PayNet does not, and by the way, this is not something you're going to solve in a day. This is not something you're going to solve in a month. I'll be frank with you. PayNet is something where the people that report to PayNet do not show who they are. So they'll say the category. They'll say, well, we're a installation company. We're a financial services company. We're a, you know, a utilities company. We're a supplier. But they will not show who they have. But on the business credit, I guess recently there's been some lates within 90 days.
Yeah, I'd like, and I don't know who they are because you won't give them, they won't give them to you, right?
You can call PayNet yourself, and I'm telling you, get if you think, you know, get welcome to be passed around, and it's not because it's business credit, they just do not show who the lenders are. But I think, you know, one thing that I see is this: there's a lot of money in, there's a lot of money out, and oftentimes I have a lot of customers in the granite and stone business who basically, hey, with big jobs, sometimes some of their companies get paid late, but that's some of the information showing on it. I just want to give you that data. I do not know who they are, but I can just tell you there's lates within. And 90 days doesn't mean it happened 90 days ago. It means that they're lates. It's not going 30 or 60 days late. It's going 3 months late, which is one of the concerns.
Okay.
So with the SAW approval, I'm going to suggest doing a 5-year term.
Okay.
We can get the SAW. We can get actually documents out today. The way we're going to structure it is there's going to be one. There's going to be a down payment of about $3,850. That will cover the first month's payment.
Okay.
And there'll also be a one-time documentation and processing fee. It should be about $300 flat. The financing will go under the business credit. It will not affect his personal credit.
Okay.
And the remaining payment on that is going to be $828.52.
$828 per month?
Correct, fixed.
What's the interest on that?
So your transaction will not have a separation of interest and principal. It'll be a fixed payment program, but I can give you the cost of funds. So your payback, and like I said, I can do something as short as, my job is to kind of give you a few different options. There's no incentive for me to, or our company to give you a 2-year versus a 5-year, but the real best deal here is a 5-year. So the payback over 5 years is 49,710.
49,7.
After the first payment.
Okay.
So that's not including the first payment. So the funding over 5 years cost $11,210, not including the first payment.
$11,210. Okay.
I have another offer for you, by the way, and I'm going to give you those numbers, but I just want to give you a comparison. So.
Sure.
There is an offer for you that doesn't require actually, it requires less money down.
Okay.
It requires 2 payments due at signing as opposed to 10% due at signing. And I'm going to give you those numbers.
Okay.
So if we look at these numbers, let's just bring this up. Bear with me. How's your day going?
Over. Can you send
I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to shoot you an email. Go through everything. I want to go over through your phone and then shoot you everything in writing. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You're not going to. We're not going to send you a SAW. We're not going to finance a SAW without your signature or without Vinny's signature. Doesn't work that way. So.
No, I know. I just want to make sure. Like I said, I want to. You know, it would have been a lot easier just to send everything over with all this information instead of going over the whole thing and then sending it. And it's the same stuff you just told me. So I don't know. Go ahead. The next one is what? 2 payments of what?
Yeah, so it's that the next one would be 2 payments due at signing instead of a first and last.
Okay.
That monthly payment is $954 a month.
Okay.
So I really don't see a big advantage of, unless you were flat broke, of doing anything but this other program. This is a solid approval. I would use it all day long. There's also one other program I want to discuss with you because it's something I discussed with Vinny.
Well,
it's
the second one you just did. It's $954. And what's due? What's the two payments due at the signing?
So two times $954. So it would be okay. About $1,900. If you just do the math, right, if you do the math, there's no advantage to that program because you're going to pay almost $10,000 more. I would not suggest that program.
And how much? And how long is this for?
The same term, 5 years.
All right.
I'm going to shoot you an email. It's going to go over everything.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second while I bring this up. Bear with me real quick.
Okay.
Hi, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so here's the other program I'm going to go over, and I'm going to shoot it to you and Vinny, or Vinny can just,
okay.
I got Vinny's email. So
yeah, that's great.
In addition to the equipment financing, our bank specializes in stone equipment and stone businesses. That's what we do on a daily basis.
Okay.
Vinny expressed some interest in actually going to Brazil and potentially buying stone directly. And that's what a lot of our customers do. The whole issue is, without being around the bush, is getting the money. Because Brazil doesn't take purchase orders. They don't give people 30 days to pay. You have to pay cash. But the numbers he kind of gave to me were very similar to the numbers my customers have, which is, hey, if I can borrow $100,000, instead of buying it from a local distributor, I can turn that into $50,000, but I need the cash to do so. So in addition to the equipment financing, we've approved the business for what's called a working capital line of credit. And that's a loan that goes into your business bank account. And you can do it over a shortest term is 6 months and a longest term is 18 months. Now, the way that loan is repaid, it's a cash loan. It's not based on equipment. It's cash. And so the way you repay this loan is with your cash flow. So rather than making you pay each month via check, we have what's called a micro payment. And so that means 5 days a week, so 21 business days per month, Monday through Friday, or once per week, we take a small debit out of the bank account. Once you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more funding. A nice part of our program is that if you apply for more funding, you actually have all your interest waived. I'm going to send you the details of it. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah,
hello?
I'm hearing you.
I thought I lost you. One thing we're going to do here is, and we try to, you know, be on the side of our customers. So traditionally on working capital loans, they've got what's called an origination fee. Basically, it's a small fee that's taken out of the loan proceeds to originate the file. That's usually about 2.5%, which doesn't seem like much, but when you're talking about $100,000, that's $2,500. When you're talking about $150,000, that's $3,750. And what we're willing to do is to kind of kill two birds with one stone and waive that fee. So I'm going to shoot you an email. It's going to be going over everything to Vinny. Regarding the saw, though, here's what I would suggest. I don't work for the vendor, okay? I'm just a partner of theirs. But they're kind of saying, hey, look, if this saw doesn't get ordered, someone else might buy it. So what I would like to do is at least get a copy of his driver's license so I can at least send him paperwork to review for the saw. And then should you guys want to tackle working capital, you can do that at a later time, but we should get moving on the saw if this is something you guys are looking for.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
so let me shoot him an email and he can forward it to you. It should take maybe about 10 minutes to get to him. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.